defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios today. How the heck are you? Let me take a sip of my, this is iced Defender coffee here, by the way. Hold on. Very, very good. I got a little bit of sugar-free vanilla syrup in it and some creamer, some non-dairy creamer. Let me give you a pointer if you're making iced coffee on your Ninja because Sofia Vergara sold you one like she sold me one. It's true. Whoop, got to have that. I don't care how much it is. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Got to have that. So you know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to get email. Mark@armedamericanradio.org and fire it off at me. But if you're making iced coffee, here's my tip of the day. This is, we get all the self-defense tips from Rob Pincus now. But here's my tip of the day when it comes to Defender coffee. If you're making iced coffee on one of those Ninja things that Sofia Vergara sold you in the middle of the night like she did me, don't put it over ice first if you're using non-dairy creamer because it just clumps up on you. So don't put any ice in the cup. Just let the coffee come down, the iced coffee come down hot. Then put your creamer and whatever you want to put in it. Then pour it over ice. That's the way to do it. If you try other. Now, if you're using cream or anything else, that's fine. It's just the non-dairy creamer. Clumps all up. Okay. So does the sweeteners if you put anything in there. And I do. I put non-dairy creamer and sweetener in my coffee. I just do. That's the way it is. I'm going to take you on a journey today. You ready to go? We're going to start in California. San Francisco. Yeah, all those liberal goofballs up there. San Fran, you're listening today. Bunch of wackos you are. Bunch of wackos out there. So far left. So far. Satellite radio moment word. About to pop, so I'm not going to say it. You know what you are. You're a bunch of wackos. So we're going to go from San Francisco and on our journey today. I'm going to take you to Texas. We're going to go to Hood County, Texas, along the way. And then we're going to deviate and we're going to go up. And we're going to make like a big V. We're going to go from San Fran, you wackos, down to Texas. Love you, Texans, man. Come and take it. And then we're going to go back up to New York, to Cuomo. We're going to go on this journey. And it's going to be kind of a fun ride, I promise you. You're going to enjoy what we're talking about today. Because I'm going to have, while we're talking about very dangerous things, they're very serious, we're also going to poke some fun at them because they make it so easy to do. Let's start, first off, with California. What did San Francisco Board of Regents do a few weeks ago that made national news? Bingo, ding, 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 you're correct. They declared the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization. A government entity in a U.S. city declared the National Rifle Association the oldest civil rights organization in the country. Yeah, the truth, sometimes the truth, when it smacks you, it stings a little bit like a satellite radio moment word. You know, doesn't it? Yeah, that's exactly what the National Rifle Association is. The oldest civil rights group in America. And they declared it's by proxy, they didn't declare the building because the NRA isn't a building in Virginia. It's not a group. It's not Wayne LaPierre by any stretch of the imagination or any of the rest of the goofballs that are up there running it into the ground at the present moment. The NRA is far more than those people and a building and dirt and a parking lot and an annual convention. It is 5+ million law-abiding, freedom-loving, gun-loving patriots of every color, every religion, every ethnic group. Some of them like pizza. Some of them like spaghetti. Some of them don't like any of that stuff. Some of them are white. Some of them are black. Some of them pray to Allah. Some of them pray to God. Some of them pray to whoever. They pray to anybody they want to. Some of them are brown. Some of them are black. Some of them are white. Some of them are red. Some of them are yellow. It is one of the most diverse groups in this country that makes up the National Rifle Association. And San Francisco goofball, you wackos, you're wackos out there. You know you are. Decides to call the National Rifle Association, and by so doing, the many people that I just described to you, doctors, lawyers, active military, retired military, vets, active law enforcement, first responders, every representative of every profession in America in the National Rifle Association. And that group of wackos decides to call them domestic terrorists in what can only be described as a word that you can't even be nice about it. You can't. I can't even say what that is. I can't even tell you what I think of people who do that. You can figure it out for yourself. And coming up soon on Armed American Radio and the premium content, when I get the website going, you're going to be able to hear me say it. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's all coming. But that's what they did. And, of course, the NRA said, you know what? No, this is not going to fly. So the National Rifle Association sued them, basically, to shut their traps. And what does a good little bunch of liberal goofball wackos do after the fact? Tucks tail, runs, and says, we're sorry, didn't mean to. When if they were really sincere in their convictions, they would have said, no, uh-uh. And they would have fought it, and they would have tried to make their point, but they can't because it's so idiotic and so far out and so wacko and such a slap in the face to every single American who looks at that and says, that's the type of people we're dealing with over here, and they want to be president? We want to give these idiots power? Because they all love come out. Every one of those Board of Regents is going to pull the lever for a Beto O'Rourke, Kamala Harris, a Cory Booker, a wacko Pocahontas Warren. Though all of them are in bed together. That's what happened up in wacko San Francisco, where Pelosi's from. A city in terrible decay, by the way. Such a great American city with such a great history. Just being run right smack into the ground by those wacko lunatic socialists. What an absolute shame, but predictable. Isn't it tough being right all the time? It really is. It's so easy. They make this so simple. It's not even funny. And it's fun picking on them too, because they deserve every single bit of it. They deserve a lot more than I can give them on these airwaves too. That's coming. We're going to have so much fun together, me and you. Oh, yes, we are. Uh-huh. So now we're going to take a journey. That's what happened in San Fran. You got the gist of that. We're going to go down to Texas. And this is not the first place to do this. But it's being reported today. So I want to show you today what's happening. Right now, today. There's a Texas county, Hood County, Texas, to be exact, which has declared itself a Second Amendment sanctuary. Now, you know, I was in Tombstone, Arizona a month ago. Well, actually, last weekend in June, first weekend in July, back right about in that area, last weekend in June, to celebrate the Second Amendment for Freedom Days. It's an annual gig. I'll be out there every single year. That's just one time I'll be out there. I'll be out there more than that. But I will guarantee I'll be out there that weekend, that last weekend in June, first weekend in July, every year celebrating the Second Amendment, the first city in the country to declare itself by proclamation, a Second Amendment city. Commissioners in Hood County, Texas, have declared Hood County a Second Amendment sanctuary. There's a distinction there. They're not saying we're honoring the Second Amendment. They're telling you we're not only are we honoring the Second Amendment, we're going to protect it, and we're going to defend it. So juxtapose that group of wacko, lunatic, un-American, progressive, socialist, communist whack jobs out in California who took it upon themselves to make idiots of themselves and declare millions of Americans, who I just described, terrorists, in what yet was just another, I mean, just hand it to me, why don't you? Hand it to the next Republican running for office for the next 50 years. Just keep handing it to us. That's because that's what that does. Juxtapose that against what we got going on down here in Tejas, the Lone Star State, the Alamo. Commissioners in Hood County declared Second Amendment sanctuary, and they did it yesterday. And you know what that means? It means they vow to stand with their sheriff if and when he refuses to enforce federal gun control laws. So why would Hood County, Texas, even feel it necessary to do this? Because of a fellow Texan by the name of Beto O'Rourke, who who literally let the cat out of the bag and exposed everything I've been saying as the truth, everything you've been thinking and known for years as the truth, that those wackos, those lunatics, those goofballs out in California that call themselves progressive socialists, that embraces every single one of those other candidates, every single one of them that are calling for the confiscation of our guns. Hell yes, we're going to take your guns. Because they know, because Beto O'Rourke and everybody else is now made the play, that Hood County had to stand up and say, no, yeah, we don't think so. Not on my watch. When we come back from this break, we're going to continue this fascinating conversation. Then we're going to go to New York. Prepare to be angry.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues again from these GunBroker.com studios. Time for a little shout-out to Leadslinger Whiskey, Vault Pro USA, Crossbreed, MyPillow, who, by the way, we have a new two-for-one. You're going to start hearing on the program, hopefully tomorrow, a twofer coming from Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They just notified me, and we're working on that spot for you right now. I hope to have that out by tomorrow for you once I get approval on the spot. But MyPillow, Mike Lindell, is going to do some really fun stuff coming up to Christmas. And I expect to have him on the program, talk about his new book and all kinds of really cool stuff. And, of course, GunBroker.com. Don't forget GunBroker.com and the range bag giveaway that will be up on social media here very soon. We're working on it. Not this coming Sunday, but the 20th is when we're going to see that giveaway take place on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. So support all of our sponsors, and there are many others. There are many others out there, and there are more coming. Emerson Knives and the rest of them, we appreciate it very much. Before I continue on my journey with you here, I got to tell you about something fun that happened yesterday. I have been way busy lately, and I haven't spent a whole lot of time because I just don't have a lot of time to do the whole social media Twitter thing all day long. I just don't. I don't know how people find the time to do that. I mean, to the extent that they're doing it thousands and thousands and thousands of times, I don't get it. But I put a tweet out when I saw something from The Trace, and I had to respond to it. Now, I got to warn you in advance. Now, if you're talking about Twitter, if you're on this, hopefully you're not. It's a hateful, vile place that I have to be on. I wish I didn't have to be. So my recommendation to you is if you don't have to be, don't, because it is a vile, hateful place. It will just raise your blood pressure. It's unnecessary. And it's, quite frankly, it's a disgrace, but it's a reality in real life. Now, I unfortunately have to from a social media standpoint, business standpoint. But I responded because they put out this fake journalism trying to be some, you know, I guess what's the word I'm looking for? Because it certainly doesn't fit them, but they're trying to be objective. They make their writing appear to be objective when it's anything but. It's a Bloomberg-funded shill fake news outfit. And they're very, very good at masking and cloaking what it is they really do by making it appear to be, you know, pretty journalistic when it's not. You have to understand what The Trace is. Their report, everything they report is from a negative anti-gun Second Amendment hating position. Everything. And I saw a piece yesterday, I forget what it was, and I said, why don't you people, I responded to the tweet, I said, why don't you people go spend a weekend in Chicago or any other Democrat-controlled enclave, urban city in decay, if you're concerned about crime, and get off the backs of law-abiding Americans. I put that tweet out there. It was, you know, that's pretty much what it said, almost verbatim. So later on in the day, I notice a notification pops in my phone. Ding. I look down, and it's somebody named Rebecca 345W has replied to my tweet. So I immediately look and see, who is this person? Is this legit or some kind of bot? You know, you can tell. I'm not going to respond to some idiot that's got zero followers or whatever it is. But I look down, you know, she's decades of tax paying and the rich get richer is what she puts on here. So you know exactly what you're up against. Some liberal who wants to blame her lack of success on someone else's success. Okay. I'm paying taxes all day long and the rich keep getting richer and I'm not. Well, do something different, Rebecca. How about that for some advice? But she had 249 followers. She's following 435. So it's appears to be a legit. So I responded. I see from her, no one, here's her response. I said, get off the backs of law-abiding Americans. And she responds, no one, as far as I know, is, quote unquote, on the backs of law-abiding citizens. And I thought to myself, well, okay. I guess I'm going to have to respond to that. Normally, I wouldn't respond to that. But I kind of do in this particular case. So I responded. So the calls by socialists running for president to confiscate millions of lawfully owned guns from law-abiding citizens isn't considered by you to be on the backs of law-abiding citizens? And of course, you don't get any response. But that was the one of two exchanges. What fascinated me was just the response. No one, as far as I know, is on the backs of law-abiding citizens. Where are you living? Are you paying no attention to anything? Or are you so blinded by ideology that you can't even tell it? You can't even smell it, man. Clearly, that's the case. And when you look at that description, years, decades of paying taxes and the rich get richer, what the hell does one have to do with the other? If you're not making enough money, create something or do something different. It's not your taxes that are paying somebody to get rich. My God. And anyway, that's the kind of stuff you see out there. So you got to be careful. So second response comes into me. This one from something titled, Here's the Thing, at Melissa Forsch 1, F-O-E-R-S-C-H 1. And I look at Melissa, and it's 644 following, she's following, and 334 followers. And here's what her description is. This is boring. All opinions my own. Moms demand gun sense advocate. I went, oh, this is going to be good. So I read her response to me. And her response says, St. Louis is the most violent city in America. In a red Republican-led state with preemption laws. Don't let reality into your gun nut fantasies. So I said, oh, this handing this to me. So I had no choice but to reply. Because what do I always say? Show me a city in decay in America, and I will show you a city led by Democrats at every level for decades. It is impossible to prove me wrong. And this woman just fell right smack into the Venus flytrap of Mark A. and Armed American Radio. Let's just shut that thing right down. Guarantee she won't respond because she can't respond. Because her argument is, because she's not thinking, she's emotional. Well, St. Louis is the most violent city in America, and it's in a really red state, Republican-led, with preemption laws. They have preemption laws. But what she's trying to say there is, so it's so violent, the state preemption laws. She's just telling me that the state law, are you following me here? St. Louis is the most violent city in America, in a red, red Republican state with preemption laws. Don't let reality into your gun nut fantasies. In other words, she's trying to tell me that because there's preemption laws in the state of Missouri, it's the Republicans' fault that there's so much crime in St. Louis. But you see, here's the thing she forgot to mention. That St. Louis is a city run by the Democrats since 1949. Here's the thing. Her title is Here's the Thing. So I replied, Here's the Thing. You failed to mention St. Louis has been run by Democrats since 1949. That's very convenient. Another city run into decay controlled by Democrats for decades. You forgot to mention that. But I certainly understand why you would. Here's why. Because once you get outside of that Democrat-controlled enclave of St. Louis, Missouri is a beautiful, safe place to be. Unless you're in the Democrat-controlled enclave of St. Louis, that's an incredibly dangerous and very violent place. With the highest murder rate in America per capita, which is a result of decades of Democrat decay and policies that are reaping all of this crime. These people simply cannot see it, can't understand it, and try to argue around it because Missouri is a red state. St. Louis is in Missouri. You're full of crap, gun nut. Rather than really what's happening is that the Democrats that are running the city, their failed policies for decades are what's leading to the degradation and decay and crime in that city. Proof positive when you go out and look at the numbers at the rest of the state. So when I saw that, I was fascinated with that. Now, I got a little bit off track because that was too much fun, and I wanted you to see that when I was reminded of it when my phone dinged during the break. When we come back, we're going to go back to Texas, and we're going to go back on our journey up to New York. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues. Before I get going, Sean reminded me during the break, he says, Missouri, isn't Crossbreed Holsters from Missouri? Yes, Crossbreed Holsters is in Missouri. I do a lot of business in Missouri. I've been to Missouri many times. It's a beautiful place. And Crossbreed Holsters is, in fact, in a little town, Republic, outside of Springfield, Missouri, which is very, very safe, as is the rest of the state. Once you get outside areas controlled by Democrats like St. Louis, where violent crime is the worst in the country. You know, it's so easy to checkmate these people when they attempt to say things like this because it was clear this person's working on emotion and didn't just completely overlook that fact. See, we can cease crime. Crime is just a product of in St. Louis of the decades of failed policies, failed socialist policies. It's that simple. Meanwhile, the rest of the state, as she pointed out, is red, and the preemption laws work wonderful, except in those other enclaves. Jeez, oh, Pete. All right, checkmate. Let's go back to Texas. Commissioners in Hood County, Texas, have declared Hood County a Second Amendment sanctuary. Yesterday, they did it. And what that means is that they're going to stand with the sheriff, the commissioners, and the residents if there should be an unconstitutional order to come after residents or American citizens in their county anyway, Second Amendment rights in their property. And I'll tell you what that means. That means that any government run by a Beto O'Rourke or a Kamala Harris or a Cory Booker, any one of the rest of those lunatic leftist wackos, a Warren or anybody else, that decides that they're going to try to enforce a fake, phony, lying buyback confiscation order, that in Hood County, it's going to be met with force. It's not going to happen. You come here and attempt it, you're going to be met on the streets. We're going to stand by our sheriff. Don't. Don't. So where's the threat there? Is it from Hood County? No. Hood County is reacting to a threat by a tyrannical government. Hood County is positioning itself defensively to protect itself from what it sees as tyrannical threats from individuals who want to run this country. The threat isn't being made by Hood County. The threat is unconstitutional edicts by socialists who have no business running anything in this free constitutional republic. And that's where we are today. And that's when I say, when the rhetoric from the left is so dangerous, this is what it results in. It results in reaction like this from sheriffs and local governments who say, yeah, Beto, yeah, hell no, you're not. And if you try, we're going to stand together as a community against you. Now what? Next move's yours. This is a response, not a threat. It's a response to a threat by a potential tyrannical, I can say president. He doesn't stand a chance. That's not the point. The point is, and Hood County commissioners and the sheriff see it, that the left, the party that opposes Trump, the socialists, formerly known as Democrats, Hood County, the commissioners, the sheriff, and the residents all see what that party has in store for America. I was on Bobby Gunther's radio program this morning as a guest. Love going on Bobby Gunther's show. Always have so much fun. And we started talking a little bit about bumper sticker logic. And I said, you know, I don't like to use bumper sticker logic, but sometimes it makes a lot of sense. And in this case, it did, when I reminded his listeners when we were talking about guns and, you know, confiscation and what it would look like and all this, that. And I said, look, here's the deal. I hate to use bumper sticker logic, but if 150 million gun owners in possession of 500, 600 million guns were a problem, you'd already know it. You'd already know it. The government would know it. And so would everybody else. We're not the problem. The problem are those people in St. Louis who are killing each other, and in Chicago who are killing each other, in Baltimore who are killing each other. The criminal element in our society, which has always existed and unfortunately always will. But what we can tell you from the FBI uniform crime reports, numbers are dropping and continue to drop. This is important information. Hood County Sheriff Roger Deeds, speaking in support of the resolution, here's what he had to say. I'm not going to stand by as a sheriff for this county, and they are not going to stand by as the commissioners, the court of this county, and let Second Amendment rights be violated. One of the residents voiced his support in favor of the resolution and the sheriff, both. I look at my handguns, my rifles, and my safe. They don't jump out and shoot nobody. And when he went on, Palmer went on to suggest that if the government attempts this or makes any serious attempt to do so outside of rhetoric, and rhetoric can cause it as too, my friends, but there would be war if the government ever makes a serious attempt at taking away firearms. So Hood County's response is just that. It's a response to very dangerous rhetoric by the people we were just talking about. Let's take this opportunity to jump north on our journey. We've been in whacked out, you wackos, man. You are wackos out there in San Francisco. You're wackos. You got an issue with me calling you that? MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Then we go down to Texas. Now we're going to go up to New York. You New Yorkers. Oh, it's hard to say you New Yorkers because so many, if you get outside Manhattan and the boroughs, New York's a fairly red state, bright red state. It's a real shame what the upstaters have to put up with in that state because of the population centers controlled by the socialist wackos in New York that continue to give the rest of us Chuck Schumer. Oh, it's really tough. So it's hard. It's hard to say that because I understand the demographics in New York and where this is coming from. But nonetheless, I can't help but think that if everybody that could vote outside of the boroughs actually voted, we would not have another 50 years of Chuck Schumer. Just ridiculous. And Cuomo's. I mean, I don't understand this. Aren't you screaming for a little bit of change in New York to get out of this? Aren't you? I don't know. Let's pivot to New York because I got to take you back to August for this pivot here. So we're going to shift really quick. Back on August 15th, on the New York State website itself, the governor of newyork.gov website, Governor Cuomo advances first in the nation domestic terrorism law to include mass violence motivated by hate. These people have never met any type of tragedy that they've not wanted to exploit for their own political gain. So for the remainder of this segment and the vast majority, if not all, of the next segment, I'm going to go through some quotes in here and we're going to compare what happened. Let's just keep Texas in mind and we'll go through some of these quotes. Again, it's easy to checkmate these people. They set themselves up for it because they're feeling. They're simply acting on fear. Feeling, not fear. New York State, well, possibly fear too. New York State Hate Crimes Domestic Terrorism Act to define hate-fueled murder with the intent to cause mass casualties as an act of domestic terrorism with penalty equivalent to other acts of terrorism. Keep that theme of penalty in the back of your mind. Cuomo says, and here comes the pandering, white supremacists, anti-Semites, anti-LGBTQ white nationalists. These are Americans committing mass hate crimes against other Americans, and it should be recognized for what it is, domestic terrorism. I mean, he left out Antifa and others. We could see this is where the pandering comes in. It's all he's doing. I guess he's just filled with that old Democrat white guilt. Who knows? It was Northern Republicans that freed the slaves, Cuomo. White supremacists, anti-Semites, anti-LGBT white nationalists. These are Americans committing mass hate crimes against other Americans, and it should be recognized for what it is, domestic terrorism. It is not just repulsive, immoral, and anti-American. It is illegal, and we must confront it by enacting a new law to fit the crime. So he's talking about a mass shooting. That's what he's talking about. This is what he's exploiting here, which is already as illegal can get. And if you're not in New York and you commit that crime and get caught, well, I don't want to give away. I don't want to give it away. It's too easy. I want to cover it with you for the next segment. Let me get on that, and we'll be back after this. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation, whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger, and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't want to take that break. I wanted to keep on a roll here because what I'm going to tell you about in this segment is really, it's the checkmate. It's the checkmate deal. Please support the sponsors of Armed American Radio. And visit AmmoLand.com/AAR to read the best writers in the world. Literally, it's 4 million of us go to that site every month to get news in these circles. 4 million. AmmoLand is the biggest out there with opinion and news, real news and opinion on the right to bear arms. And they're separated. You get 2A news over here. You get opinion over here. You can pick and choose your fights. You can read me when I'm up on the pages and many, many, many others. AmmoLand.com/AAR. And, of course, all of our sponsors, Vault Pro Safe, please visit them. You never know what you're going to find on the site. GunBroker.com. The emails keep pouring in. If I get any more emails from those of you who are buying those Colt Pythons that I want so bad, I'm just going to ask you to send me one, okay? Which, by the way, if you do, it has to go through a dealer, and I have to get a background check to pick it up. But they don't ever want to tell you that fact, right? They just think you can send it to somebody through the mail, which you can't. See how easy it is? Did you just go off in different directions with you? All right. You know the routine. Support our sponsors. Let me drink some more Defender coffee real quick. Hold on. I do love me some iced coffee. I really do. Okay. Cuomo, take a listen to this. I almost gave this away before the other segment ended, and I'm glad I didn't. Glance at that clock. Governor Andrew Cuomo today, this is August 15th, announced a first-in-the-nation domestic terrorism law to include mass violence motivated by hate. Under this proposal, mass shootings against a group of people based on their actual or perceived race, color, national origin, ancestry, gender, gender identity, or expression, religion, religious practice, age, disability, or sexual orientation would be punishable by up to life in prison without parole. You mean it's not already today? What the hell is this? You see how you can't even get through the press? So if I go up there and say I hate you and kill you on August 14th, it's not punishable by life in prison? No parole? Let me educate you about something, Cuomo. If you do that in the state of Georgia, we're not going to put you in prison for life. We're going to fry you. We're going to kill you. We're going to take your life from you.
But you dopey liberals, I guess, don't believe in the death penalty. Down here, we do. That's correct. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. So I guess it's not just killing. That it's got to be, there has to be a division there. There's got to be identity politics in play. It's not enough that I killed you. It's that I said this before I killed you. That somehow means life in prison, up to life in prison without parole, as if it wasn't already a capital offense, which it is. This change would effectively treat these acts as they should be. What is crimes? Listen, let me tell you what this is all about. What this is all about. This is why Hood County, Texas adopted the sanctuary measure it did. Because of boneheaded stupidity like this. And we're going to go to some FBI numbers. So I'll move quicker. I won't go through all the quotes. I don't want to do that. I do want to do it, but I just don't have enough time. But soon with the premium content, I will. You get the idea, right? Head over to armedamericanradio.com, by the way, or .org. Take your pick. Own them both. And put your name on that email list. We're getting ready to send out some notifications here real soon in the next couple of days. You know, you got Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie says, the Assembly condemns hate in all its forms. U.S. Representative Jeffries says, New York will never be a place where hatred and violence is tolerated. New York City Speaker Corey Johnson, our terrorism statute should not feed into the false notion that foreign terrorists are the only threat to our nation. Then he goes into the Hate Crimes Domestic Terrorism Act. It's just a bunch of grandstanding by a bunch of progressives trying to put their name on something. Because let me educate you, in New York, it's already illegal for you to go out and kill those people. And hopefully, if you did and survived, which I hope you don't, you would certainly be put into prison at least for your life. But if you do that down here, where we really do value the lives of those people who were murdered, we're going to kill you. Yeah. In some southern states, you can still choose being fried. No problem pulling the switch on you. Okay? Yeah, I don't know. I guess can you elect to be electrocuted anymore? I don't know. It doesn't matter. You ain't going to get up and walk off that gurney. Let me put it that way. It's fine by me. I'd rather see an eye for an eye, but that's just me. That's right. I said it. Oh, so mean. No, just speaking for, I don't know, probably 300 of 350 million Americans. So they passed these laws. Here's what he says. Since the passage of the SAFE Act, 139,371 reports, that was 7 years ago, by the way. Was it 7 years ago? Passed in 13? So 6 years ago? Yeah, 6 or 7 years. Since the passage of the SAFE Act, 139,371 reports from mental health professionals have been received by state officials intended to keep weapons away from people with mental illnesses that are likely to engage in conduct that will cause serious harm to self or others. These reports, which represent nearly 98,000 people with a potential dangerous mental disposition, are used to notify appropriate local licensing officials who suspend or revoke weapon license and prompt local law enforcement officials to remove weapons that are not surrendered. So I've got to give hats off to New York, because apparently if they didn't have the SAFE Act, you would have had 139,371, at least 139,371 murders all by your lonesome. Wouldn't you have? Isn't that what it's saying? Whew. Sure glad we took the guns away from those. We stopped 139,371 crimes. Yeah, crime's not that bad in New York. Millions of Americans in New York own guns the governor doesn't like. So how about we do this? Let's jump over to the FBI Table 20. How about we do that? Let's just pick on New York State, because they make it so easy to do. Guess what happens in New York? Here's the deal for the 2018 UCR. 546 murders. 546 murders. The total of those 546 murders in New York, guess how many were committed with guns? 383 were committed with guns. Guess how many of that 383 were committed with handguns? Handguns specifically. 254. How many were committed with rifles in New York State? Six were committed with rifles. 10 were committed with shotguns. 6 with any kind of rifle. It didn't say AR-15. It said any kind of rifle. But wait, there's other types of firearms too. And those were 43 other types of firearms. So I don't know what they're calling those, but they are calling them firearms. But look, what about knives or cutting instruments in New York? What happened there? 124 people were cut to death by knives. Are you kidding me? 6 by rifle, 10 by shotgun, 124 by knives. 63 people were murdered by other weapons. You know, a baseball bat whacked to the head or something like that. How many? 63. How many people were beaten to death with hands, fists, and feet in New York? 46. So you mean to tell me, now the average across the country is, you know, if you look through the numbers, California, 1,739 total murders. You get, you know, it's pretty simple. Missouri, 555, the vast majority of those are in St. Louis. South Carolina, 386. Texas, 1,301. But apparently, New York was able to stop with their SAFE Act 139,000 by taking the guns away from, 98,000 people. Wow, imagine the murders they would have had if they didn't confiscate all those guns. The numbers don't bear it out, folks. The numbers don't bear it out. The FBI numbers do. They don't want you to see them. Tomorrow, we're going to get up and do it all again. They're going to hate us for it, but tough. See you on the radio.